Ram Navami, relevance of Bhagwan Ram and his Ram Rajya for peaceful and prosperous world. Not only in Bharat, Bhagwan Shri Ram is an inspiring figure throughout the Indian subcontinent, Southeast Asia and also in the West. At a time when the world is going through conflict and economic crisis, one can learn a lot from Bhagwan Ram and Ramraja to resolve all these disputes. We are encouraged to question in Hindu Dharma, as Bhagwan Shri Krishna explicitly states in the Bhagavad Gita. We are encouraged to form our own opinions on all philosophies, including God. However, before making a decision, we are encouraged to think deeply and examine all aspects of the subject. When we think of Bhagwan Shri Ram and other Hindu gods, we may be failing in our efforts. Shri Ram was born on the ninth day of the bright fortnight of the lunar month of Chaitra, which is usually in April. This is known as Ram Navami. We all pray to Shri Ram for guidance and the perfection of our lives in dharma, love, and truth. The divinely perfect role models for each type of relationship can be found in the life of Bhagwan Shri Ram. Shri Ram was a powerful king endowed with great strength, nobility, spiritual wisdom, human relations mastery, and earthly powers. Without a trace of selfishness, he used his abilities with grace, truth, and gentleness for the benefit of all creation. Swami Vivekananda said, Bhagwan Shri Ram is a pristine symbol of Bharatiyata and an embodiment of Bharatiya culture. He is the ideal king, son, brother, husband, and friend. For centuries, we in Bharat have revered him as embodying all of the finest qualities a human being can aspire to. Bhagwan Shri Ram has been associated with the Bharatiya value system for millennia. That is why Mahatma Gandhi used the Ram Rajya metaphor to describe his idea of good governance and a just society. Bhagwan Shri Ram's inner qualities, which everyone desires. Bhagwan Shri Ram is known as Maryada Purushottam, but some historians intentionally change the meaning to ideal man when translating it into English. This is only one of his characteristics. However, if we dig deeper, we can easily identify the following. Inner management is the most difficult challenge for the world's 8 billion people. Everyone, whether a billionaire or a slum dweller, struggles in their lives to accomplish these impossible tasks. Even though Bhagwan Shri Ram had a difficult life from a human standpoint, he demonstrated to the world what inner management should be. Even if we only had 10% of the difficulties that Bhagwan Shri Ram has faced, we would be unable to survive and maintain internal peace. Bhagwan Shri Ram has been associated with the Bharatiya value system for millennia. That is why Mahatma Gandhi used the Ram Rajya metaphor to describe his idea of good governance and a just society. In words of Vedavatar Srimad Valmiki Ramayana, Shri Ram is the son of sun, Mahasurya, the fire of fire, the god of god, the supreme unchanging element, perfect, omniscient, omnipresent, incorporeal, supremely independent, the ruler of even those who govern all, Prabho Prabhu, the eternal Mahavishnu, the supreme Paritpar, higher than the highest, soul. So everything exists in Shri Ram, and Shri Ram pervades everything. He is Ishvara. Ram, means Ishvara. Rama Tvam Paramatmasi Saksidananda Vigraha 2 Idinim Tvam Raghus Rishta Pranamami Muhur Muhu I, Suklayajurvedia Muktikopnishad 1.4.5a. O, Bhagwan Shri Ram. You are the Supreme Being, the Param Brahman, of the nature Sat, real, eternal, Chit, consciousness, and Ananda, bliss. I pay my obeisance in your lotus feet again and again. Muktika Upanishada 1.4.5a. Evil must be eradicated, and it is our duty to do so. Avatars' lives serve as examples for us to understand what evil is and to teach us that when evil occurs to us or anyone else, we should intervene and stop the evil using right means. This evil manifests itself in us. No one is completely good. Everyone has some bad in them. However, when the bad crosses the line of tolerance and becomes evil, the only way to stop the evil from harming innocent people is to stop the person in whom the evil exists. Bali or Ravana represented the evil that Rama destroyed. They were causing harm to others, and if they had not been stopped, many more innocent people would have suffered. Why a thorough study of all the Sanatan scriptures is required? According to some, Bhagwan Shri Ram ruled for 11,000 years. Bhagwan Shri Ram went into exile at the age of 25. When he was 39, he returned to Ayodhya and was coronated. He relinquished the kingdom when he was about 70 years old, after ruling for 30 years and 6 months after his coronation. -Varsha-Sahasrani-Varsha-Shatani-CA. Ramo Rajyam Upasitva Brahma Lokam Prayasyati. Ramayana 1.1.9.7.1. After serving his kingdom for 10,000 years and another 1,000 years, i.e. 11,000 years in total, he undertook his journey to the abode of Brahma. Bhagwan Shri Ram, on the other hand, was said to have existed only 7,100 years ago, in 5100 BCE. How do we balance the two? This answer comes from the other epic, the Mahabharata. Ahoratram Maharaja Tulyam Samvatsarima Hai. Mahabharata, verse 3:4:9:2:1. A day is equivalent to a year for a Maharaja, a person who lives according to Dharma. Using a year of 360 days and 12 months of 30 days each, 11,000 years in poetic form yields 30 years and 6 months as the actual number of years Bhagwan Shri Ram ruled over Ayodhya. Was the Ram Setu truly built? The battle of Ramanya would have never been fought had Ram and his Vanar Sena or an army of monkeys had not crossed the sea and reached Lanka. It was impossible to reach without a land connection. And legend says the army of monkeys built a bridge for everyone to cross over. Thousands of years later, space images taken by NASA reveal a mysterious ancient bridge in the Palk Strait between India and Sri Lanka. Ramayana says yantraha or mechanical devices were used by the Vanara or the monkeys to transport and pile trees, then huge boulders and finally smaller stones to create a causeway. It took 5 days and 10 million Vanaras, monkeys, under the supervision of architects Neel and Nala to build the bridge. The dimensions of the bridge, when it was constructed, was 100 yojana. Yojana is a Vedic measurement of distance, in length, and 10 yojana in breadth, making it a ratio of 10:1. The bridge from Dhanushkodi in India to Thalaimannar in Sri Lanka, as measured in present times, is approximately 35 kilometers in length and 3.5 kilometers in breadth, a ratio of 10:1. Even today some floating stones are found on the coastal regions of Rameshwaram. Science has not been able to explain this phenomenon. The study of oceanography suggests the Ram Setu is 7,000 years old. And the carbon dating of beaches near Dhanushkodi sync with the date of the Ramayana. Ref. Bharat Gyan by Dr. D.K. Hari and Dr. Hema Hari. Bhagwan Shri Rama is a worldwide attraction. Bhagwan Shri Ram is a revered and inspiring figure throughout the Indian subcontinent and Southeast Asia, as well as increasingly throughout Western civilization, where Hindu epics and values are gaining recognition and popularity. Bhagwan Shri Ram is one of the 9 white balas in Jainism. He is revered in Sikhism as well as by the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, which holds Bhagwan Shri Ram in the same regard as Krishna, its main inspiration. Bhagwan Shri Ram is revered by followers of Agama Hindu Dharma and Muslims in Indonesia who practice Abangan, a syncretic form of Islam religion and Hindu Dharma. People in Thailand, Malaysia, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Vietnam, who practice various forms of Buddhism, Islam, and Hindu Dharma, revere him. Bhagwan Shri Ram is revered by followers of Agama Hindu Dharma and Muslims in Indonesia who practice Abangan, a syncretic form of Islam religion and Hindu Dharma. People in Thailand, Malaysia, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Vietnam, who practice various forms of Buddhism, Islam, and Hindu Dharma, revere him. The Ram Leela is performed in numerous local languages throughout Southeast Asia, and the story has inspired art, architecture, music, folk dance, and sculpture. The ancient city of Ayutthaya stands in Thailand as a tribute to the great legend by an ancient Thai kingdom. Many Southeast Asian kings of the ancient and medieval periods bore the name Ram. The most noble lesson embodied in the Ramayana is the supreme importance of righteousness in every human being's life. Righteousness is the spiritual spark that ignites life. Cultivation of righteousness is the process of awakening man's latent divinity. Bhagwan Shri Ram, the glorious incarnation of the Supreme Being, has demonstrated how to walk the path of righteousness through his own life. Let mankind follow in his footsteps and uphold his ideals, for it is only in this way that there can be everlasting peace, prosperity, and welfare in this world. Topics: Hindu Ram Navami, Hindu Dharma, Ram Rajya, Ram Setu, Bhagwan Ram, Relevance of Bhagwan Ram.